Okay. So, as you guys know, ISCO is too small. Well, the building is too small for our group, so we're moving to a new building. It's going to be the building across the street, and we're actually moving in 3 weeks. But the problem is that the administration wants to know who's going to be in what office in the new building, and where we're going to put things like the printer, the fax machine, all the big equipment. And the catch is that they have the final approval of where we put people and equipment. And they want to know where we're going to do all of this by November 2nd. So that means basically next Tuesday. And since we don't really have any other time, we have to make these decisions today. What we're getting is 9 rooms for a maximum of 18 people, which is okay because there's only 15 of us. And all the rooms have windows, luckily, so there's no fights about who gets a window and who doesn't. There's 2 views, either of the old town or the mountains, and the rooms have various sizes. There's 2 3-people rooms, 5 2-person rooms, which are on the corners of the building, so you actually get windows on 2 walls, and 2 1-person rooms. That's pretty much what the building looks like, and then you have the number of people per room. The courtyard, because we're on the 6th floor, you can actually go out to it, but it just means that the windows look out to open space. You can see the bathrooms, the elevators are sort of further down the hall. The purple bar at the bottom, sort of on the right, is the mailboxes. All of the windows open, you can get out onto the terrace just like we can in our normal building. And the equipment that we have to put somewhere are, like I said, the photocopier, which is really big, the fax machine, which is not so big, and the printer, which is relatively big. Each office has a whiteboard, a bulletin board, and a coat rack. No cupboards like we have in the current offices. And each person gets their own chair, their own corner desk, so like the ones that we have now. A small filing cabinet with 3 drawers, and by small I mean they're about that tall. And one sort of hanging shelf. So we don't get the bookcases like we have now, but just one shelf that's attached to the wall. And the people that we have to place, you can see the list there, along with their position and the project that they work on. And I guess the first question is how we want to organize people, whether we want to do it by rank or by project, or, I don't know, put all the PhD students together, all the professors together, that sort of thing. So the idea is that we come up with a plan. There's another group who's going to be working on the same plan later this week. And then Andre and I have to do presentations for the university administrators on the 2nd. So we have to come up with a plan. Possibly, if we have time, a quick presentation with arguments for why we think our plan works best. Okay? So, anyone have any ideas or just?
Do we know if there will be a lot of people coming across the hall in terms of security stuff? If we can, I mean, my idea is to put the photocopier and the fax in the hall.
Yeah. I think the security is sort of the same as it is in the current building.
Okay.
So as long as the things are physically attached to the wall so they can't be removed,
okay,
then it should be okay to leave them.
Okay.
It's just a question of whether you're printing sensitive documents or whatever.
Yeah.
So we only get one printer for 15 people?
Well, we get one sort of network printer. And then I think some of us have personal printers. I think Susan has a personal printer. Gisella has one, maybe.
Yeah, and that's it.
Yeah, but no one else gets their own printer. In terms of equipment, it's sort of the same thing as we have now. So what I propose is that we sort of discuss various concepts without getting into specifics, and then go off and think about it over lunch, and then come back later in the day with sort of more specific proposals as to exactly where to put people. Does that work? Oh, and on the map, the little half circle. circular, well, quarter circles or doors.
Okay.
Which I'm assuming you figured out, but just in case. And there's just the one room that actually has two doors going into it.
The three-person
room
rooms,
on the
yeah.
right. Yeah.
And do we need a room, like a reading room? Or
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of people were saying that they wanted to have a reading room.
That's a good idea.
So we should leave a space for that.
Okay.
And we can't because, like I said, maximum 18 people in those rooms, and there's only 15 of us.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you noticed, but two of us are only here half the time.
Mm.
So Martin and David are half the time at DPFL and half the time in Geneva. So sort of keep that in mind, I guess, when you're doing the actual planning.
The first split we can do is between administration and researcher.
Yeah.
I mean, it's completely different work, so we can deal with administration and decide something for administration and then for the other.
Yeah. But Giselle is really the only.
Yeah. But at least deal with that particular situation and then see with the other. Because I was thinking Gisela is quite, I mean, Gisela's work is quite noisy because it's secretary, so you get lots of phone calls and stuff like that.
And
so
she's always moving around.
Yeah, so you won't share an office with Gisela unless you are 50% and not the 50% Gisela is working.
Yeah.
Which is another condition.
Which I don't know if we can assume that there isn't going to be a overlap between them.
I don't know, maybe we can decide that Gisela is having one of the one-person room.
Yeah, I would suggest that too.
Either that or maybe put her in a two-person room
with
someone, the equipment, or the photocopier, or maybe not the photocopier, but the printer.
Yeah, but at least the thing we know that Gisela is going to be alone.
Yeah.
Or with equipment, but
not with a
humanly
alone.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's a one-person room, but we don't know how big they are, or it's hard to tell. I mean, Gisela has this funny typing.
The rooms aren't tiny. If you look at the
facts.
Yeah.
So probably she should get the facts, right?
Yeah,
that makes sense.
And then I think the main discussion we should have is if we want to make group of amongst the same project or among the same title.
Yeah.
Or
the professor assistant.
Yeah.
Or
yeah, couple of professor and assistant. Or
yeah.
That's more a conceptual question than a practical question.
Well, the third option is just completely mix everyone up, which some people say is better sort of for a group environment so that you're not stuck only with the people who are working on your project.
Yeah.
Right, so if you share an office with someone who's on a completely different project, you find out about that project, but you also sort of interact with other people on a regular basis.
Yeah.
But still, I find it's quite easy if you are with people who work in the same project in the same way, because you have the meetings or people come and ask you, discuss things, maybe, I don't know, if it's for other people who are not working on the same project.
Yeah, but we will have this reading room,
that's true.
Which can
that's
be...
Will it be dedicated for reading and for studying, or can we have meetings that can reserve it for meetings?
I think it's not a question of reserving it, because there's other rooms at the university that you can reserve for meetings.
Yeah. for
but
a real
if
meeting.
it's empty, then sure, you can use it for a meeting. There's nothing wrong with that. But I think if someone's already bleeding in there, it's not fair to go and kick them out just because you want to have a meeting.
Well, the problem is you have to go across the building, and it adds some overhead every time you want to have some short
meeting
and discuss some issues. Maybe we shouldn't call it.
But if you're
having
a short meeting, you don't really make an appointment for it. You just kind of go to someone's office and go down for coffee or whatever.
Because
there's still the cafeterias that you can use for informal.
Yeah. The other thing we should take into account is if you receive student or not, because Marian and I interact a lot with student, and we have reception hours and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it means you get time where a lot of people come along and talk, and so it's
and
maybe
Marian does too.
Yeah, so maybe
she
it's not really nice to have to share an office with somebody like us, having a lot of social life and.
Well, but then you
people
either share offices with each other, which doesn't really solve the problem, because chances are you're not going to have office hours at the exact same time. So you're still going to have, like, unless you get individual offices, I don't know if there's an easy way to find a solution for that. Because even if each of you share with the professor, then...
Yeah.
It's the same thing for the professor.
Yeah.
But it is something to keep in mind. Unless you're sharing an office with someone where your schedules completely don't overlap, and then you schedule office hours when the other person isn't there. Some people come in around 11 and some people come in around 8.
Yeah. But that's something we can't reasonably assume like that and make plans with that, because...
No, but you sort of see people's patterns. I mean,
yeah.
Even if it's not always like that, even if it's like that, you know, 80% of the time. But you're right, we can't make assumptions too much.
So people would like to see the office organized by rank, like professors and students, and
I don't know.
Well, it's up to us how we do it. I can see benefits of both.
One point I can say by experience, it's really hard to share an office with three people because it makes much more noise than only being two in an office.
Plus the computers.
So.
And we all know what it's like to have five computers in your office.
Yeah. So we might be, it might be a good idea to first exclude one of the three-person room to be the reading room, and not to be necessary a room with three people, a working room.
Yeah, but if there are people coming in, I mean, we have these people working for 2 months. Will come in the summertime or something. I think we should preserve a little bit space for them too. So,
yeah, that's a good point, because if we take the three-person room out as a reading room,
it's quite big.
Then everyone has an office, right? Because it's maximum 18. So take away three spaces,
oh yeah,
and you're down to 15.
Oh yeah.
And you're right, if we do have a stagiaire or whoever comes in, then we have nowhere. Well, we can put them in the reading room, but that kind of defeats the purpose.
Yeah, yeah. So the other solution is to say, okay, we use a three-person room, but only with 2 persons each time, and leave a spare space for training in the summer. But avoiding having 3 person full-time in the same room could be a good idea, I think.
Or identifying people who don't work the same hours.
Yeah.
It doesn't completely solve the problem.
So for the reading room, we will have a 2-person room.
Yeah.
One person will be too small anyways.
How about this room?
Which one?
The bottom?
Yeah, the bottom, in the middle.
Yeah.
With the mountain?
The mountains, yeah. It has 3 windows, so I think it's...
Two.
Two?
Well, which... There's three two-person rooms.
the middle one.
It has two windows.
Yeah. It's
which is fine. It's still a big
window. Big black stripe is the windows,
oh,
not the thin one between the big.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why I should explain that.
But what about the other one, which has only one window, but in the courtyard it may be more quiet?
Yeah, but then you don't get a lot of light. Yeah.
We have electricity, so I hope.
Really?
No, it's a question. I mean, it's quite noisy outside with the streets and.
On the sixth floor, I don't know.
Yeah, we're on the sixth floor.
I know, I like the idea of looking out over.
Yeah, and
space.
Stop reading. So it's a relaxing room.
Well, I mean, that's the whole point, right?
Yeah,
like
yeah, no,
the
okay.
And going
yeah,
and
yeah.
Do something else for a while, whether you're reading or just kind of staring off into space.
Yeah, you can look outside of the window if you have a quick meeting.
Mm. So what about one of the room in the corner? So you have three windows. It's even better.
Yeah, you could do that.
Why not? Yeah.
But you have less wall to put shelves and stuff
yeah.
like that. If you intend the reading room being more a library or.
We have some shelves, like cabinet type shelves for the reading room, but it's not really intended to be a library. I mean, we have
yeah.
an empty library downstairs. But the other idea is to take, because right now we all have bookshelves. So one idea might be to take sort of the books that aren't frequently used by people. Put them all into that room.
Yeah.
So it becomes
some kind of small library.
A library, but not like a library.
No, no, no,
a
no.
Library, just
no, no, sure, but
go and borrow
yeah.
your colleagues' books.
Mm. So are we all agree about these two person rooms? Which one? Corner or not corner?
I think the middle one.
The
middle one,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's also sort of central to the
yeah.
layout, so everyone sort of has more or less the same distance.
Okay.
So it's not going to make that much of a difference.
Mm-hmm.
Why not?
So we can exclude this one to make an office.
Yeah. Actually, what I can do is.
Or maybe right on the board,
yeah.
I don't know.
Actually, that's a good idea.
So we have the map and.
This really isn't too scary.
It's really not scary.
It's all right.
Good enough.
Is that a mountain?
Yes.
Okay. And that's an old town. Yeah, should we decide also the administration stuff? And
sure.
So we exclude the thing we are quite sure,
yeah.
And then we discuss there.
I was thinking of maybe we should assign Gisella into this three-person office, because we will probably place the printer next to the mailboxes. And we could have Gisella and the 250% people sharing the three.
Personal.
That's really noisy to be in the same office as the administration.
But if Gisella works 50%,
yeah.
And they work 50%.
Yeah, that just imply you expect people to come when Gisella is not working.
That's right.
And that's not really fair if you.
Yeah.
Well,
so we can put Gisella in the two people room, which is near the mailbox. No.
Yeah, we could.
I don't know.
I mean, I don't know how noisy she is.
It's just a question. You always have the phone ringing, even if even when she's not working. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, but that's a good point from Nikos to say that she needs to be near the mailbox and the printer and.
Well, if you put her
and the photography and stuff like that.
In this room here, it's relatively
yeah.
Close.
Except the door is not really.
Convenient. For
convenient. No, but I think if the main, how can I put that? If the main reason to choose the last place is the proximity of the mailbox, it should be a two people room and not a three people room.
Okay.
Otherwise, we have one people room. And
I don't know how much the proximity to the mailbox matters, because usually when she's here and she picks up the mail, she
yeah.
actually brings it to your office.
Yeah.
It's more the.
No, but it's also the place of the photography.
Yeah.
And the place where we all pass, kind of.
Yeah.
That's true.
Because if we put the photography near the mailbox and. It seems to be the only place where there is room for
yeah.
that.
Yeah, unless you put it into an office,
yeah.
which is just annoying, I think.
Yeah, oh no.
Like you put it into Gisella's office.
Yeah, no, it's too, and it's too big and.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe we should write this down. Do we agree that the photocopier and the network printer goes next to the mailbox?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay. And then we can, for the moment, put Gisela in this corner room, if you agree. I don't know.
Yeah. But
at the beginning we said that we were going to give her one of the one-person rooms.
Yeah. But there was this option of putting okay. Gisela near the photography.
Yeah.
I mean, she's sharing an office right now. And has anybody heard of any complaints that she's loud or?
I mean, she's not sharing an office. I mean, we put some trainee in Gisela's office because there is a spare room.
And
that's quite.
In a position to complain.
Yeah, that's quite. I mean, that's quite important to keep a spare room in Gisela's office if we need more staff, but I wouldn't work. And she's out of this.
Okay.
I think it's just a question of work conditions. Like if you're
yeah,
a
yeah.
stagiaire and you're only coming in for 2 months, then you can put up with it.
Mm.
But if
yeah.
so they're, yeah.
for example, now with the.
For example, and there is no room in the cupboards. For any people except Gisela, because she got lots of paper archives
yeah.
and files
yeah,
and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really, she needs
space.
Space.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But we can. So if you reserve a two-people room, we can put the trainees
mm.
yeah,
for
yeah.
their
yeah.
own thing to wear
mm.
in the same room. Yeah.
Okay, so Gisela at the southwest office.
Yeah.
In the corner.
Are you sure it's southwest? I don't know if this map is...
Well, southwest if that's north.
Okay, the map is north-oriented. Okay,
no.
Well,
I'm assuming that's what you meant, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Southeast,
yeah.
All right, yeah.
Anyways, yeah. But
this office, right?
Yeah,
okay.
Office, yeah.
You know, because with mountains and old town, it's not north-oriented, but...
No, I'm very bad at orienting where it's north in Geneva. I always get it wrong. But I just assumed
no.
Nikos was...
Okay.
Here.
No, because sunrise and sunshine is quite sunshine, sunrise and sunset is quite
oh,
also
true.
A good
so wait,
something to take into account.
We face old town now, and we're facing
Northeast.
Northeast.
Sunrise.
Okay. So.
It's east, yeah, east, northeast. We have sun in the morning only.
Yeah. When do we have sun?
So it just means that the three-piece room, which is in the opposite of the northeast, is the more sunny one.
This one.
Let's say that. It's the one you have now, you both,
so
more or less.
Well, there's a quite a lot of
you
sun.
Get the sunset and no, and it's really
yes,
warm and
yeah, it's really warm.
You get lots of sun during summer.
Do you,
yeah.
By the way, is it a 6th floor building or is there more?
Yeah, we're the top floor.
Okay, so it's warm.
Yeah, and the building design is pretty much the same as the one we have now. We're
okay.
Just getting more space
okay.
this way because we couldn't move in the other building because it was occupied by the other departments.
Okay, good. So,
how many rooms and how many places do we have?
So we have reserved now two bedrooms
here as well. So the bedroom that's Gisella.
Yeah, plus one spare place, but really the last place to be used.
Plus
yeah.
Mm-hmm. And this is the reading room.
Okay.
So that leaves us with
we get 2, 3, 4, 6, 9, 11, 14 places. For 14
oh,
people.
14 people.
No, for 14, because Gisella's already
yeah.
Yeah.
got a room.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Bless you.
Excuse me. Okay. So I'm going to take Gisella off then. And that list as well. I'll put her in gray.
Can we group people by their name?
I
should do
Marianne.
So it's going to be Marianne's office.
Is there anybody who's not happy with the current situation? So we could try to just keep the same arrangement just on the new building.
Yeah, that's going. That
that's
can
boring.
Be. That's boring, but that can be a good idea. But do we? Can we do that? Because there is.
No,
we can't because.
We
no, but we can't. There
we
is
have
two.
One extra one person office and
2 3-person rooms.
Yeah. Plus, we have the two people who aren't there now.
Yeah.
We'll have to put some more. You can keep some of the people together. Together. Now,
yeah.
Not everyone.
Okay. So let's start then top to bottom. Maggie.
Well, why don't we take a break and go off and think about it?
Yeah.
And then.
I think we clear the things a little bit up.
Ideas,
yeah.
Okay. We can come back and finish it. Because if we just sit here and discuss,
yeah.
It's going to take a long time. We're going to start arguing and get cranky. And
okay. So let's have a break. Save your file. You have XP? That's nice.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
How long is that?